City. I left my country man behind. I'm ready, willing, and able to give the city boys all my time. I got a whole lot of brand new tricks that I brought back from the sticks. I want to show you what I learned from the old-time country hicks. I learned a new kind of mambo. I got a brand new twist. A new kind of mambo, and it goes like this. I learned a new kind of mambo, and it just can't miss. They really did that mambo right, 'cause they held me in good and tight. I can do that mambo now, 'cause it taught me day and night. I learned a new kind of mambo. Country twist. I learned a new kind of mambo, and it just can't miss. Mambo, and it just can't miss. I learned a new kind of mambo. He's got a country twist. I learned a new kind of mambo, and it goes like this. Mambo, and it just can't miss. Ho, ho, mambo.
Mambo, that was Big Maybelle. Before that was Boomalay by the Astrojets. And starting off that set was Gucci Bamba by Richie Allen. You're Lost in Paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at KillRadio.org. If you're just tuning in, you can catch my archive show uploaded to my podcast page at lostinparadise.podomatic.com. Tonight, I'm just spinning my old favorites, music I haven't spun in many moons. Really great stuff, which I've definitely missed, that's for sure. I will not be doing my show next week, April 2nd. It will be Passover, but I will be back the following Monday, April 9th. I'll get back into the swing of things with more newly acquired 45s. So definitely tune in then, and maybe some old favorites will carry on to that show as well, because I don't know if I'll get everything in tonight, since there is a lot. Let's see, next up I've got an animal set. It's going to start off with Crawfish by Elvis the King Presley. It's the opening song for the juvenile delinquent film noir King Creole, one of his better movies, I think. And I guess I probably don't think this song is really spun as much as obviously his other music, so I wanted to play it tonight, and obviously it fits in kind of with my quasi-animal set. So here we go, Crawfish, Elvis the King Presley, here at Lost in Paradise.
There was no moon, but the stars were bright. Put a big long hook on a big long pole, and I pulled Mr. Crawfish out of his hole. Crawfish, see the size, stripped and clean before your eyes. Need look fresh and ready to cook. Crawfish,
shaving off her head. He's gonna look good in your frying pan. If you fry him crisp on your boiling him right, he'll be sweeter than sugar when you leave him behind.
Come and go with me. I know a place to get the best that you has ever seen. Calling all cows down on the farm.
Yeah. Yeah.
hauling all cows up to the barn. When you hear this song, don't be mad at me. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream. Just talking about a little milk and cream. I'm just talking about a little milk and cream.
Calling All Cows, that's the Blues Rockers. And for those who don't know, that's Jerry McCain before he became Jerry McCain and his Upstarters. And sorry for the beginning of that. I forgot to switch over the speeds from my Elvis album, my King Creole album. Before that was the Caterpillar Crawl by the Strangers. And then starting off that kind of quasi, I guess, fish, insect, animal set, or at least you get the picture, was Crawfish by Elvis the King Presley from his King Creole. It was the opening song for King Creole. Really great juvenile delinquent film noir. If you haven't seen it, one of his better films, I think. You're Lost in Paradise with your Julie Angel Baby here at KLRadio.org. And next up, I've got my favorite Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. It's Restless here at Lost in Paradise.
You don't know how restless you've made me. Turn up late and try to play it cool. Not cool enough to make it stick. I knew it was another trick to keep me waiting, or keep me waiting. Take another chance.
I got such a crazy feeling, and I got to find somewhere to go. Got such a crazy feeling, and I got to find somewhere to go. I got to find the kind of man who knows just how to love me, don't you know? Don't you know? I beg your pardon, what did you say? The right kind of man. Man, I don't dig your sounds at all. Cadillacs don't excite me. I got one of my own. And that don't either. to give up. It may happen sooner than you think. Well, I don't know. I gotta be home by 2. Is that a promise? That sounds crazy. Well, let's go then.
I Thought It Over, that was Joel Hill. Before that was The Pickup by Etta James, and starting off that set was Restless by Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. And one of my listeners just called to inform me that Calling All Cows isn't something that Jerry McCain was a part of. I'm not going to get into the specifics of these Excello reissues, but either way, Calling All Cows is just blues rockers. I was misinformed. Somebody had told me that Jerry McCain had worked on that record, but either way, it's a great rocker, whoever did it, Calling All Cows, there you go. You're Lost in Paradise with your truly Angel Baby here at killradio.org, spinning my favorite records, or at least some of my favorite records at my new time, Monday nights from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I'm going to be DJing at the Cat Club this Friday, March 30th, 8911 Sunset Boulevard on the Sunset Strip. The venue is owned by Slim Jim Phantom from the Stray Cats. There will be cheap booze. The cover is $10. The club is 21 and over. There is a reasonably priced, by West Hollywood standards, large parking lot behind the venue. Doors open at 8 p.m. Bop and George will DJ the first hour. I'll DJ roughly 9 to 10 p.m. Guitarista XX, I don't know who this person is, Lucky Chris, the promoter, and Amber Fox will all do their thing as well that night. So come on out and say hi to yours truly and support your local rockabilly music scene. Email me at lostinparadise@killradio.org if you need more info, or go to my MySpace page and look for one of my top friends, which is Club Bib Bim Bam. Which is the group putting on this show this Friday, and they've been putting on shows in the past, and they'll be putting on more shows in the future. So again, this Friday, March 30th, 8911 Sunset Boulevard, the Cat Club. So come on out and hear some great music. So let's see, I'm going to kick in to my next set. It's going to start off with I'm Twisted by Cookie and His Cupcakes here at Lost in Paradise.
Smell this truck in my driveway.
By the Terrifics. Let's see, before that, I'm in Love with the Garbage Man, Linda Carr and the Impossibles. I just got her first single, so maybe I'll be playing that on my next show. And starting off that set was I'm Twisted by Cookie and His Cupcakes. You're Lost in Paradise with your Shelly Angel Baby here at killradio.org. Next up, I've got my, I guess my over-dramatic set, or kind of my death set. It's going to start off with Why Must I Die, in parentheses, The Girl on Death Row. Dwayne Eddy, Lee Hazelwood doing the vocals. Let's see, Lee Hazelwood wrote this song about Barbara Graham for the film, I Want to Live. She was convicted of murder in San Francisco in the 1950s. The song that Lee Hazelwood wrote that you'll just hear was written about a teenager, and she was in her 30s when she was convicted or when all this was going on. So they didn't use the song for the movie I Want to Live about Barbara Graham. So Either way, it's still a pretty killer song, and I'm really into it, and I'm also a pretty big fan of Lee Hazelwood. So here we go. Why Must I Die? The Girl on Death Row. Dwayne Eddy, Lee Hazelwood, here at Lost in Paradise.
Her eyes were once so full of dreams, her young heart filled with lover's schemes. Now every second she must borrow. They take her life tomorrow. Is she guilty? She says no. The girl on death row. Now someone holds her trembling hand. Another says, please understand. Why can't they see it in her face? Another should be in her place. Is she guilty? She says no. The girl on death row. Her young dreams never will come true. Her innocence they never knew, until they found the guilty one. They're sorry now for what they've done, but it's late, too late for the girl on death row. The girl.
Bush by the Parisians. I think that's their name. I don't know how they got that name. But I had to get an Indian record in tonight's show somewhere. Before that was The Scent by Linda Lay, and I think I heard a skip. Gonna have to clean that record. And starting off that set was Why Must I Die? The Girl on Death Row, Dwayne Eddy and Lee Hazelwood, about Barbara Graham, the convicted murderer in San Francisco in the 1950s. Was supposed to be used for a movie, but wasn't. But either way, it's still a great song. You're Lost in Paradise with your Chilean Angel Baby here at killradio.org. And again, I just want to throw out there that I'll be DJing at the Cat Club this Friday, March 30th, 8911 Sunset Boulevard on the Sunset Strip. So if you're in the City of Angels, come on out. I guess there's a lot of pre-Viva Las Vegas stuff going on this weekend. If you want some more info, you can email me, lostinparadise@killradio.org, and I can give you all the info. I should be going on roughly around 9 p.m., but who knows, with these things are always pretty crazy. And again, I will not be doing my show next week, but I will resume April 9th, which is a Monday. Get back into some more newly acquired 45s. So let's see, I'm going to do the last set of the night. It's going to be my Angel Baby set. It's going to start off with, of course, Angel Baby by Rosie and the Originals, where yours truly gets her pet name from. So here we go, Angel Baby by Rosie and the Originals, here at Lost in Paradise.
To be true, but Well, bop, 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 bop,
bop, baby.
Oh, I really love you so.
Baby, that's the way to end the show tonight. That was The Channels, and before that was Angel Baby by Rosie and the Originals, where yours truly does get her DJ or pet name. So you've been lost in paradise with yours truly, Angel Baby, here at KILBradio.org from now on every Monday night from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. As well, you can listen anytime to my archive shows uploaded to my podcast page, lostinparadise.podomatic.com. But I still do upload my shows to the KILB Radio Archive, so if you like to stream from there, please do. Email me, lostinparadise@kilbradio.org, if you experience any technical difficulties. As well, just email me if you want any info on the event that I guess I'm going to be DJing at this weekend, Friday night. And I guess that's it again. I won't be doing my show next week, but I will be back the 9th of April spinning my newly acquired 45s. So definitely tune in. In about a half an hour, Dr. Happy Pants should be on. So I'm just going to kick over to the KILB Radio Archive for now. And thanks for tuning in, and hopefully you'll tune in next week.